As we continue our look at available jobs and who's hiring, we also turn our attention to those who've started their own business. Roy Yamada was working as a personal trainer at UFC Gym in Kaka'ako when Hawaii's first shutdown went into effect. The company laid off workers, so Yamada started his own business. He's a member of the Entrepreneur Sandbox in Kaka'ako. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about pivoting during this crisis.
The transition was natural, you know what I mean? It was kind of out of necessity, you know, we were all laid off. It was never in my mind to just sit down and do nothing, right? So once we all got laid off, I started reaching out to people, trying to get clientele to train, to be coached, whether that be nutrition or the workouts itself. I guess also it was natural because prior to that, I've been putting out content for the health and fitness field for about 2 years before that. So it's not like I was just somebody all of a sudden going out there and saying, oh, want to train with me? Want to train with me? You know, I think that building that personal brand prior to that really helped with the transition. So after that, it just kind of carried on, and that's how the business started. It's just out of necessity from being shut down and everything.
Can you tell me about what kind of services do you provide? What does personal training look like during the pandemic?
Where it is now, it's kind of different from when it started. When I first started, it was, you know, jumping on a FaceTime or Skype or Zoom or some kind of video software like that and actually sitting down with the client and running them through a workout. So an hour workout with them, critiquing. And it kind of moved away from that because I started to focus on more nutrition. I still do training, but really I kind of strayed away from the video chat one-on-one session. So as of now, it's more of weekly check-ins, accountability check-ins. You know, we make their plans for them.
Can you tell me about the nutrition plans?
I onboard clients, and when they start with me, we kind of go over their whole situation, right? Like what they're currently doing as far as their nutrition, their sleep, their activity, everything to do with their health, right? Because that's what I move towards, is a more holistic approach to things. I mainly focus on weight loss, so all of these areas are important. After kind of getting a grand view of their current situation, we go ahead and we break things down, right, into smaller chunks, more manageable chunks, because my whole philosophy is I don't want you to work with me forever. I want you to build sustainable habits to be able to go ahead and do this on your own eventually. So it's a lot of seeing what they're doing and breaking down small actions to get to their goals. So for an example, a skill that someone would need for nutrition is meal prepping, right? So we have to actually break that down. Okay, what can you do to be better at meal prepping? And that goes into planning and preparation and cooking skills. So it's a lot of breaking things down in digestible chunks for them. After that, we kind of make adjustments as we go along. So whether that be making adjustments to their activity levels, whether that be to their nutrition, anything we need to make changes to get them towards their end goal, which a lot of times is weight loss.
Are you a nutritionist?
I am a nutrition certified. I don't have the right to be called a dietitian or a nutritionist, but I am certified in nutrition.
How do you find new clients during this time?
A lot of it, like I mentioned before, it helped that I had been putting out content prior, so my personal brand was there. So a lot of it was through social media, so Instagram. Instagram was really my main thing. I even started TikTok. It started blowing up, I guess, because everyone was, you know, at home watching videos. So I started posting my content onto TikTok. I actually got a couple of clients from there, which is really cool because being that my business is based online, I am not, you know, boxed into a specific geographic location. So, I mean, I have a client from even as far as Sweden. Most of it is through social media. I am actually working on a program right now because I found that, you know, I want to work on my scalability. So my program is going to be run through Facebook advertisements, online advertisements. I also have some word of mouth. So referrals are really powerful too. That really helps me out. Just having my clients kind of share their experience and, you know, share the value that I can bring to lives. That's been really helpful for me.
What has been the demand for your services?
When I started, I had a limiting belief, right? And it's a lot of people that start their own business, I feel like, have this belief. It's like the demand's not there, you know, especially during this time. I had every reason to think that people wouldn't want to spend their money. You know, they're getting laid off. Their income is lowered, you know. I came into it, you know, thinking my services weren't going to be looked for. So to my surprise, it all depends what people value. The demand, I feel, is it's still up there as anything else. I feel like it hasn't gone down, hasn't gone up. But I do think that the demand should be more because, you know, our health is our foundation, right? And the guidelines for wearing a mask, you know, washing your hands, you know, that's all really good. But really, people should be taking care of their health because that's our number one defense, right? Especially during this time, people really need to get their health in check so that if for circumstances that aren't favorable happen, you know, and you actually get sick or you get ill, you know, we want to be able to fight against that. So the demand is there. I just think that it could be better. And that's kind of my mission, right, is putting this information out there so people understand that their health is their number one asset. It's really cool to see during this whole pandemic, right? You'll see it on social media. Everyone's kind of getting their hustle on. Like, people are making big, good businesses. I've seen, like, coffee businesses. Like, it's just, it's really refreshing, and it's really nice to see that people are out there making it happen, you know, and not letting their circumstances kind of dictate their life. I think that's really awesome.
That was Roy Yamada, a weight loss coach who started his mostly online business during the pandemic. You can find links to his social media on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.